This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show. LG Business, technology for the next generation of thinkers, creators, and go-getters. Modern education takes many forms. Whether your school offers asynchronous, flipped, or traditional learning, LG Business Solutions has the reliable and secure products and solutions teachers, students, and IT pros need to thrive. Inspire wonder and passion with an innovative, intuitive tech ecosystem that empowers immersive, engaging, and interactive learning experiences. LG Business Solutions is a trusted quality brand ready to collaborate with you to generate greater learning experiences that inspire. Visit LG.com.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. We're excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let her tell us who she is and what she does and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. I'm Vicki Sandville with LG. I'm the Director of Public Sector and Corporate Sales.
Awesome, awesome. So what's big for LG at FETC?
So the big thing this year is, as opposed to last year, we were announcing that LG is actually officially in the education market,
right.
Is we have tailored solutions for the education vertical for K-12, and of course for higher ed as well, but K-12 focused here. So we're announcing on our interactive panels the Google EDLA application. That actually seamlessly works with our Chrome OPS. That's on the board, so it's kind of a 1-2 punch for any of those school systems working in the Google environment. And it was all created and developed based off of voice of customer meetings that have been collected over the last 18 months. So we're very excited about it. We are loving the feedback we're getting, and we look forward to, again, continuing to enhance these types of technologies more in the classroom and other learning spaces.
So what's it been like for that? I don't know if the shift, maybe evolution.
Oh no, yeah.
From what traditionally people picture LG in terms of displays, right? Just and moving toward that, the interactive portion of that, and then now also adding the EDLA. What has that been like for LG, for you personally?
For LG and for me personally, it's been very rewarding. As many people know, like, you probably have an LG refrigerator in your house, a TV, a washer dryer, and we sold a lot of rectangles into school spaces in the non-interactive space, as well as a lot of little squares, you know, that travel around in children's hands and teachers' hands. The biggest thing for us in the past 3 years is the focused investment all the way up from the global leader down into each person within the U.S. and a dedication to developing the right solutions for this vertical. So instead of, you know, what do we know for? Best-in-class technology, very strongly engineered, adaptable in any space, but really driving in what the particular needs are from a use case perspective, from the teacher, from the student, from the administration, actually even the parents and community that engage in any school system. What's really exciting is we basically took the footprint that we used for making special solutions in the hospitality environment as well as in our retail environments, and then this was the next big vertical that we made the investment in. It's a little bit different, but I love it. If, you know, everyone's familiar with LG, but I'm from the B2B side of the business, very separated from the B2C side of the business. But this is the one vertical where you have to gather voice of customer information from those influencers and the users and the buyers and the defenders. So there's a lot of investment that goes into that B2B to C communication. So we rely heavily on a teacher network, on TOSAs, teachers on special assignments, IT directors, CTOs, superintendents providing a vision, not for technology, but for their initiatives. So we make sure we're ever evolving. So it's been super exciting. I love it. I mean, who doesn't like to make an impact in communities? And this is one way to do it.
Yeah, education is such a different beast.
You
know, especially, like you say, coming from B2B.
I
mean, some of it, I'm sure, there's some sort of overlap because, I mean, you know, schools are kind of a business, but ultimately, you know, they're a whole different animal.
It's so when you know, I run a higher ed business and I run a corporate business, very different, you know, and I run a federal business too. Every vertical has its quirks. The one thing that's really interesting in the K-12 environment is how many touches and experiences have to happen on the technology, as well as there are so many other things going on in a school system. It's the technology almost takes a back seat, right? It's rush, rush, rush. You know, it's first cost budgeting. I got to get something in. Somebody called me on the horn. I got to get this done. There's a news article. I've got to make sure everybody has access to, you know, learning tools. And so it's very reactive. So what we're trying to make sure is that we're as accessible as possible in the community and try to get ahead of it, you know? I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
They don't have to, but we have to make sure that we're there to help get ahead where we can. The other thing I'm noticing is it's a very commoditized space. And maybe about 5 years ago, you saw a lot more specialty in terms of your own learning management tools, right, and systems embedded in all these technologies that, you know, I'm blanking on it. You know, there's a firewall, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you can read this first paragraph of the sentence, but please pay me.
Right,
you know,
yes.
Licensing. And our voice of customer has clearly driven us towards open access, easy to use. Let's make it as uncomplicated as possible. Mm-hmm. Let's not have to keep on going and retraining and retraining and retraining. Let's make sure it's an evolution. But, you know, we can offer training. But like it's the IT director that has to keep making sure that their teachers are trained. Mm-hmm. That's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. It's really unnecessary. At the end of the day, like an interactive board, it's just a big dumb white board, mm-hmm, that can, you know, be accessible in any type of learning environment. So why put bells and whistles that aren't being used? Why put up, you know, licensing agreements where you can only access certain things? Mm-hmm. Let's make this like high quality, very easy to use, and then let's enhance kind of like the no-brainer stuff versus, oh, let's make it special this way or special this way. Let's make sure it's accessible for the whole, you know, instructor nation versus those like 5% of specialized folks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, and with this Google EDLA, now it's like, well, I don't have to use my laptop. I can go up here and just use this device to do 80 to 100% of my teaching that I need to do, and the students also.
Right.
It's all right here now. I don't have to tether this. I don't have to do that. It becomes a device that's just the tool I need at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's interesting, think of moving from, you know, the industry that you were in to this industry of education. It's not necessarily a customization. It's just a reconfiguration.
Yes.
It's just an easy move for y'all to go, but listen, we need to make this product.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my LG refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the water. There's the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling me what I need to do. Yeah, ingenious.
Yeah, it's what's really interesting about the brand of LG, and you've seen the evolution since like the 1960s, right? The country had to decide, okay, we're coming out of the Korean War. What are we going to do? What are the natural resources that we can build to help our families and our communities grow and live and thrive, right? Mm-hmm. There are no natural resources. So the natural resource that Korea, the country, has decided on is electronics. So, you know, every company there started out as like they were OEMing, you know, and then they built lessons from that, and then they start their initial launch lines of their self-build, and then they build quality requirements around that, and then they get in a mid-range, and then they get in a high tier. And this is for every single vertical we're in. What I'm excited about with the IFP and EDLA is, so yeah, they can do like 80% of what they want within the Google environment. You snap on that Chrome OPS, everything automatically updates, right? So there's that nice little refresh, and it just takes one less administrative item, mm-hmm, out of the instructor's day, where then they can focus it back on the kids. Because, I mean, we all know there's a lot of focus on that. There's a lot of pressure on that. You're losing teachers, yet at the same time, requirements for individualized like learning, mm-hmm, are increasing. So how do you do that? You take away administrative burdens.
Mm-hmm. That's a winner-winner.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
So here at FETC, come by the booth, what, mm-hmm, can we see?
Oh, you're going to see some cool stuff. So we always like to kind of inspire ideation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of school systems have underutilized spaces.
Mm-hmm.
We have at LG a specifier team, actually, that can come in and do kind of a free design services. Okay, let's ideate together. What initiatives you have? Let's look at the little space, and let's see how we can kind of pair technology to meet a variety of use cases.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have some uncommon technologies in a K-12 environment in the booth. We've got our transparent OLED AI-led technology that normally is utilized in corporate environments and retail spaces, but some higher ed spaces use it sparingly. Some school districts use it just for welcome in if they have to do some recruitment of some sort, get everybody excited. You'll see LCD video walls, very traditional, used, you know, for school resource officers, maybe for student communication in hallways, really trying to get away from that consumer product, Velcroing a Chrome bit on the back that students are ripping out, much higher value, longer warranty. You can control it on the back end with LG Connected Care, which is a homegrown system, not licensed, homegrown and free, and connects to all the devices that are in the booth. You'll see our DVLED technology. That's the bezel-less technology. We're one of the world's global leaders in this technology because it's all about high-quality audiovisual technology. And I was surprised because the price point has come down on it so quickly over the past few years. K through 12 systems are buying it, maybe one per school. But what's really nice is they're buying it, putting it on a motorized cart, and they're maybe using it in an auditorium, and then maybe they have a bigger meeting. They just roll down the hall to the cafeteria. So you'll see that. You'll, of course, see all of our Create boards in the Chrome environment, in the Windows environment, Android environment. What's really exciting to build on the Chrome environment is all of our IT endpoint devices. We have some unique shapes and stuff that are in there just, again, to ideate, but they're all Chrome OS Flex. So if you're thinking about the IT environment or the cloud environment, you can just embed a Chrome OS, upgrade the technology, whether it's maybe it's a competitor product in that school, but then, you know, you build a rollout over several years that matches with your budget to slowly bring in the rest of the IT stuff. Actually two cool things that are in the booth that normally wouldn't be. We've got a kiosk, 27-inch kiosk, touch kiosk in the booth. It's actually was made for our retail environments and quick serve restaurants, so you can order food, you know, from like Subway or something like that. But we've actually been working with a software partner called Kokomo, 24/7, and they are testing with Los Angeles Unified School District access control. So they use our technology, their safety software, and just for check-ins on the, you know, on the front end, wherever it may be in a school system, but also the tracking of those individuals that go into a school environment. The other thing from a security perspective that we're doing is we have had a lot of requests for, I'm going to be so bad at this, CAP technology. So it's access control technology, CAP. It's like a protocol, a federal protocol.
It is.
One of the big asks from school districts is, we would like our your boards, we would like to access your boards for emergency, you know, events. We're allowed to do it because we have our own device management platform on the back end. We don't license somebody else's. So we were easily able to adapt it quickly for our school customers to say, we just need single wire or crisis to go to be connected immediately. So that's there. And then like the third thing that's in the booth, another Kokomo solution, is telehealth. We're using one of our all-in-one interactive boards, a one quick with a camera and speakers and microphones with their telehealth application. A lot of school systems are trending towards this, getting healthcare, like just preventative healthcare, into the school system and tied to a hospital system. LA Unified School District is doing that with a local hospital system. I kind of equate it to, I'm just aging all of us right now. but you remember when like the school bus that would come to your school and it had dentist chairs in it? So because one of the key things for preventative health is making sure little tiny children's, you know, teeth are good. And so this is kind of like that next level of preventative healthcare. And again, leveraging technology, putting it in safe and secure and, you know, HIPAA compliant environments in the school districts to communicate safely with the hospital system's application. So I'm hoping I'm not missing anything else. I mean, we've got like an Android TV because like that's what people want, you know. We got gaming. But what I'm really excited about is it's that whole one hand to shake. Which is hard to do, right, from a first cost budget first perspective. But on the back end, the maintenance, the training we provide, you know, that extends the life of all this technology. And then it eases the pain of training.
I love the kiosk idea. We actually have in our little school district, our town of 10,000, we have our own clinic in our system.
See, that's super cool.
So between the sites with the nurses there and the nurse practitioner at the clinic, we do use telehealth. And so we're looking into that now. So instead of having these 17 different pieces we have to piece together, you know, and in the kiosk thing now, it's ease of parent that gets there.
Yes.
You know, and you're making commercially viable kiosks that can take, I'm going to order 22 things of food every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now the parents can easily use that. And for schools, that's going to be a game changer.
Yeah. It's actually kind of, it's funny. It's more complicated in other verticals. And then it's just like almost like deprogram it. And what we're really relying on is partners like Kokomo 24/7, who really are specialized. Like we don't have to we don't have to make that ourselves.
Right. Right.
Like we want to stay in our lane, make high quality products and solutions that again can pivot to the needs of the environment.
The right service is the right answer.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so for our listeners that want to find out more, what's the best way they can do that?
They can go to lgbusinesssolutions.com. And we have a beautiful education page. There's lots of onboarding customer experience page. Or of course, they can just reach out to me at victoria.sanville@lge.com. And I'll get them to the right place.
That's super cool.
That's cool.
Hey, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah. I love the conversation.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Have a great FETC.
Yes, you guys too.
LG Business, technology for the next generation of thinkers, creators, and go-getters. Modern education takes many forms. Whether your school offers asynchronous, flipped, or traditional learning, LG Business Solutions has the reliable and secure products and solutions teachers, students, and IT pros need to thrive. Inspire wonder and passion with an innovative, intuitive tech ecosystem that empowers immersive, engaging, and interactive learning experiences. LG Business Solutions is a trusted quality brand ready to collaborate with you to generate greater learning experiences that inspire. Visit LG.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of EduTech Guys. Listen to other episodes at EduTechGuys.com.